Y'all put that thought in my head earlier.
We didn't do anything to it.
Okay. Next case, please.
Our next public hearing this evening is case number 12,258, Maranatha Church seeks a special use exception to use a manufactured home type structure as an office. Sections 115AT and 115210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Sussex Highway, that's Route 13, approximately 0.29 miles south of Greenwood Road. The 911 address is 12370 Sussex Highway, Greenwood. The zoning district is C1, General Commercial, and the tax parcel ID is District 530, Map 10, Parcel 40.01. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a special use exception for the use of a double-wide manufactured home-type structure as an office for a period of 5 years. Staff would note that we've received one letter of support and one letter of opposition and zero mail returns. I can summarise the letter of opposition as being from an interested party questioning the need for a double-wide office, double-wide as an office, and whether the office of the size proposed is necessary on a 60-foot-wide lot. Questions also raised in relation to the width of the existing buildings, and that this only leaves 10 feet for the side yards, and concerns also raised in relation to the siting of the structure in relation to the existing septic system on the site. The letter of support I could summarise as being from the adjoining landowner to the north, raising no objections to the applicant's request. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Sure. Michael Bell, 809 Wolf Street, Laurel, Delaware, 10956.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman and board members. We're simply seeking a special use exception, what is listed as a manufactured home type structure, actually was purchased as a modular office or office trailer from the state of Delaware, used by one of the local school districts. So it was not used for residential property. It was actually used as an office space. And we're simply seeking that because we need office space. The growth of the church itself, it just requires us to improve our functionality and operations. And we're just tightening our current structure. So we're interested in using this particular building to place directly behind our church. And that building itself that we're referencing is 24 feet wide. So it is lesser width than our current structure. So it would be even further away as far as setbacks are concerned to our property line. So that is what we're interested in doing and what we're proposing and asking the board to approve.
Okay. How old is the structure?
The structure itself is actually was manufactured, and I am giving you guesswork, so forgive me for that, but it was 1995.
Okay.
Was when it was made, yes.
And do you have any pictures of the structure?
I do not have any pictures of the structure, okay. No, sir.
And when you set the structure, is it going to have the proper skirting and so
actually,
forth?
We're going to do footers, and we're going to set it out and level it out on piers and do concrete footers, 24 by 24.
Okay. I'm not sure if you'll have to have some sort of...
And we were talking, excuse me for interrupting, Ben Ross Masonry was telling us that we would have to have a footer plan done for the county.
Are you talking about footers or foundation?
Footers was the term we used, yes.
Okay. Okay, there's no kitchen in the facility?
No.
Okay.
There's one restroom, one small restroom.
Now, the reason that the county allows this is as a temporary use structure. Mm-hmm. And we can approve this for up to 5 years. How long will you need this before you can build something?
Quite frankly, with the projections of the ministry as a whole, our actual organization, we are seeking probably to purchase land and build otherwise, simply because the space that we have is simply limited. This is a temporary, short-term solution. Okay. We do not see this satisfying us beyond that. We are already prepared to look into other things because of the growth of the church.
So how long is your request then?
For 5 years.
For 5 years, okay. Understanding too that if you if your church no longer exists on this property as used for a church, then the mobile would have to go immediately.
Understood.
Okay. All right, and I think, well, other members, the questions from other members of, oh, the one most important question. The question at hand is, will this use substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties?
No, it will not adversely affect adjacent properties or neighboring properties. The one residential property that is to our north has approved and it has submitted a written statement saying such.
Okay. All right. And so you've talked to other neighbors? And
we have spoken with other neighbors.
No objection?
We have another neighboring property that provides parking with a lease agreement to us.
Okay.
It isn't a residential property, but it is simply land that is used for access to field work. And the other concern that was raised was concerning setbacks.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the only response I have to the setback concern is that the property that we're interested in putting leveling out on piers is lesser width than our current structure. So it will be even further from the property line. Is the only response I can provide.
All right, thank you. Are there questions from members of the board?
No, I have no
questions, Mr. Chairman. Is it level wise in good shape?
Yes, it is. Yep, it was being used by the school district until they built a new school. And we actually have plans to improve it, quite frankly, and to do new outfitting and things of that nature to bring it up to what I consider to be aesthetically pleasing to our current building.
So how many office buildings are you going to have in there?
It's going to have, right now it's just two offices with a small restroom in the middle. So we're getting the two.
Okay, no other questions.
Mr. Sharp.
You had mentioned that I think you're, I was a little confused. Are you replacing an existing structure there? Is that what you're doing?
No, sir. We're not replacing now.
All right.
This
is an additional. How many buildings are going to be on the site then?
If this is approved, it will be just two.
Just two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And will it be staffed daily, or is this a weekend type usage? What's the
good question? We're currently having office hours just 3 days a week currently. So you're looking at 3 to 4 days a week when the property is used.
And there was, I think, in the letter of opposition, there was concern about septic, and I think in your materials you had some correspondence with DENREC.
Yes, we did talk with DENREC, and they approved and said that our current septic would be able to manage and handle for this particular use.
All right. Thank you. I have no further questions.
Thank you, Mr. Sharp.
Mr. Sharp asked the question about other structures in the picture that we see on the screen. They're, I don't know if they're structures or vehicles. So you just have the main sanctuary?
Have the main sanctuary there. What you may see as a smaller white building is a portable pod that we're using for storage,
which
is basically why we need to get something.
All right.
I don't want to send my staff to a storage every time we need to get this or get that.
I understand.
So,
sure.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Just want to improve our functionality and operation.
Okay. All right. Is there anyone here in favor of this application? One, two, three, four hands. And is there anyone here? Was that one in the back? No? Okay. And is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I make a motion that we approve the special use exemption for a period of 5 years for the church to put in a double wide at this location for an office. I believe that they have demonstrated that it will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties.
Very well. Is there a second?
Second motion.
A motion and a second, so by roll call vote, Mr. Workman.
Aye, for these reasons stated.
Mr. Mears.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Calloway.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mrs. McGee.
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, too, for the reasons stated, so by a vote of 5-0, your case is approved for a period of 5 years.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Have a good evening.
Yep.